Thank you.
Okay, item four was deferred to July 14th. So we are now on item number five, PR 2019-2821, site plan 2021-667 for Burke Air at Jefferson Street between the lane at 25 and Jefferson Plaza Northeast. And the agent is, please identify yourself. Okay, you're Mr. Air, you're representing yourself. Okay. Go ahead and give us your name, firm, and address.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is Burke Air with Air Design Group, and I'm representing Group One Automotive, who is the property owner, as their agent. And my address is 215 Johnston Street, Rock Hill, South Carolina, 29730.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Air. If you want to go ahead and give us an update from the last time we met with you.
I'd be glad to do that.
Oh,
do I need to be sworn?
Did I swear you in?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Please go ahead.
Okay, so we made a submittal letter to the to all the comments that we received from our June 9 meeting, and I think we addressed most everything, all what I consider to really be the sort of big issues. We did receive some comments late yesterday afternoon based on our latest, I guess, supplement submittal. And for the most part, I believe that those are some labeling and adding a couple of clarifications. Pretty close. I probably only have one or two questions when we start going through some of the department or different comments.
Okay. And we'll go through those one by one and have that dialogue. Let's go ahead now and see if there are any members of the public that wish to speak on item five on Jefferson Street, Northeast. Please raise your hand through Zoom, raise your hand in your video or speak up in audio. I'm not seeing anyone, so let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Availability statement 2011-21 has been issued and provides the conditions for service. The one minor comment we have that's outstanding is on the irrigation meter that has now been labeled. We do require a separate tap for that. So each meter has a separate tap to the main. We don't allow branching. Once you come off the main, it needs to be a consistent line size to the meter and a separate line to each meter. So that's a minor change we do need to see. But that's our only outstanding comment. Thank you.
Okay. Any question there, Mr. Air?
No, I think I understand that.
Okay. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. As far as the replat, no comment. And on the site plan, it appears that there may need to be some corrections for the directions of the elevations. Do you agree with that or?
Yeah, I checked with our architect when I received that comment last night, and he's already given me the revisions. That you're correct, they were not labeled properly. So we have that revision. You don't have it yet, but we've made it.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. And Parks and Recreation.
Joe Somerville with Parks and Recreation. We did not have additional comments subsequent to the last meeting.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of April 2nd, 2021. We have no objection.
Transportation.
Good morning. This is Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. Based on the site plan and coordination with the easements, it looks like some easement boundaries may need to be adjusted for access, just based on where some of the landscaping islands are shown. and whatnot, and then also easement for a 28-foot wide sliding gate to lot A1 doesn't seem to be identified. Also designate employee parking and customer parking by adding signage for these areas, and these don't have to be assigned at every spot, but just for the general area or parking lot segment. Some of these are very minor comments. Extend dimension line for the bike rack location to the correct location. And then bike racks shall be concrete mounted only. By each bicycle space shall be 2 foot, 6 foot by 6 foot. So please dimension the bicycle rack area accordingly. For the 6 foot ADA pathway, label all proposed and new curb ramps between Jefferson and the building. Alternatively, label flush curb at all applicable locations and any transitioning between flush curb and full curb height. Also show all sidewalk dimensioning for all other pathways. Show existing ADA pathway across driveway within street on Jefferson and label existing sidewalk. If the ramp details included within the drawings that are being used, please reference them on the plan. Reference curb detail on the plan as well and call out all curb radii. I believe most of them are called out, but there was just a few that were missing. In some cases, you may use words like typical. Also provide parking space dimensioning for all parking lot spaces. I think I just noted that some of the length of the spaces along the segment. Language like typical, as long as it's clear. So as you mentioned, you know, a lot of this is labeling as well. So thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. So I just have one, maybe two questions for you. So as we discussed in our meeting back in on the 9th of June, we do have an agreement in place with lot 1A lot 1B to remove those cross-accessing easements. And if you'll recall at our last meeting, we were discussing whether we would need to replat before we could get site plan approval, or as long as we had the rights to do the things that we wanted to do, that we could clean up that plat and remove some of those cross-access easements concurrently with the construction. And I think that we were talking about making that a contingency of certificate of occupancy to get the replat completed so that we wouldn't have to replat now, but we do intend to replat and remove some of those access easements. So that was a statement I'd like to make. And then also, although some of the parking islands now do interfere with the access easement, access is still available, although we, you know, it's not exactly in the easement, but it's down, you know, the aisle, for example, to the south of the building. The easement is bigger than the aisle, but there is an aisle to allow access, although we have an agreement to remove that access easement. And once we complete the replat, that'll clean that up. So I just wanted to confirm that that strategy is still applicable and works, because that really helps our project schedule to replat after site plan approval and not before.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Yes, I do realize some of these are relatively minor, and the main access is still established. We typically, though, do approve platting action prior to site plan action. So this would be different than from what we normally would do. I'd like to ask the city engineer for any input on that.
Could you repeat your question? I'm sorry, I was looking at another document. I apologize.
There's some comments on some replatting action. Some of the easements needs to be adjusted. I think the main easement are established through the site, but they just need adjustments based on the new site plan layout. He's asking if the replatting can be done later, before, after site plan, and we don't typically do that.
What type of easements are we talking about?
access easements to the other lots from Jefferson and between the lots. And mainly they're just adjustments are needed.
So the when you say access to the other lots, I mean, they currently have access off of Jefferson, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And so they don't need access through this site, right?
Correct.
I mean, if it's not required, was there previous access to these lots from this other lot or no?
There was previous access. I'm merely just asking for the easement boundaries to be adjusted to match up with the current site plan.
So this is Burke Air. So what I could clarify a little bit is that originally lot 1A and 1B and lot 2A and 2B, which are our parcels, had a cross access easement and a cross parking easement or agreement. Since that time when there was a business park contrived to be here and an old site plan for that, lot 1A and 1B has come to us and said, we don't want you to park on our site and we don't want to park on your site. And we want to remove those cross parking easements. We want to also remove the cross access easements, except for the one that provides our driveway on the north part of the site to get us access to Jefferson Street. So the other easements are not going to really be adjusted. They're going to be removed. But right now, we have the plat gives us all the access rights that we need to access the site, build what we want to build. And we have these access easements that are going to go away that lot 1A and 1B don't want anymore. And those are the only easements. That's so really, instead of adjusting them to follow along our drive aisles and whatever, what we're really going to do is just remove them. But today we don't need to replat to gain any rights to do what we're trying to do. We're just trying to remove some of this superfluous easements that aren't desired by either property owner.
Can you go back to the site plan? Are the easements superimposed on the site plan?
Sheet.
Yeah, let's use that sheet. Can you zoom in a little bit, Maggie?
Yeah.
So currently we don't have any buildings on 1A and 1B, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So the easements are further south.
If you look south of the building,
okay,
there's an access easement that came through.
Okay. Right, is there anybody who could get a letter or some sort of correspondence from the owners, from lot owner 1A and 1B, as far as what the intentions are, and they are giving up their rights to those accesses? I think if we get something writing from them, I think we'll be fine without having to replat. I mean, at this point, but we do need to get these things replatted and cleaned up because it will create an issue for you as well. If you could get something writing from us and let us know how soon you are planning to replat, that would be great. We would like to see the replat happening prior to a final certification of occupancy.
Absolutely. This is Burke Air. We have a signed agreement with the owner of lot 1A and 1B that I can provide that you can put into the case record. And that agreement states that we have to whoever develops first isn't responsible for doing the replat. In that case, that's going to be us. And okay. We've already reached out to a surveyor to get that process going, and we'd be happy to make a stipulation that that replat be completed prior to CO.
This is Shah Abiyaz. I think that will work if you get that on record.
Okay. Ms. Wolfenberger, given all that conversation and the items that you would like to see updated on the site plan, is that a delegation item for you or do you or not?
This is Gina with transportation. It did seem like a lot, but these are all pretty minor items. The only major item I had was the replatting. If the city engineer is willing to work with them prior to CO, I can do that. I just want to make sure that all lot owners are in agreement at the time of platting and that, you know, no, there's no land locking, and the site to the east also has the access that they need since it's already established. There just has to be an agreement between all the various property owners that needs to be in place. So, but aside from the replatting, I can take delegation on all the other items.
Madam Chair, if I may add, this is Shah Abiyaz, if I may add one more thing real quick. So once we go through the platting action and we vacate those easements, I believe we should do an AA, an administrative amendment of the site plan to kind of show that those easements have mm-hmm. been vacated and reference the recording information on those vacation actions.
Ms. Gould, what I'm thinking is that item is a finding, and then Ms. Wolfenberger could state another finding related to the replat so that we would kind of have documented what we were mm-hmm. Intending for the applicant to do if we go ahead with the site plan decision. Does that sound...
This is Maggie Gould. I think it sounds like as long as the city engineer and transportation are okay with that, then we could have a finding requiring the replat prior to their CO, and also requiring AA to the site plan once the platting action occurs. And then however transportation wishes to state its finding.
Yeah, the site plan AA, this is Shah Abiyaz, a site plan AA has to happen prior to CO as well.
Okay. And technically we need to come back to planning, get planning comments. So Ms. Gould.
So this is Maggie Gould. So I don't believe that we had anything further once the, and I appreciate Mr. Garcia on the, on the flipped facades. So I believe planning is okay.
Okay. And is there an infrastructure list for this?
Give me just one moment, please. I don't believe so. But
Ms. Wittenberger, are you aware of any items?
This is Jean with transportation. No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. I guess we would also need delegation to make sure that the directions on the elevations are changed. Okay, and I can do that. Okay, I think we're ready to look at a decision on this site plan. Please speak up if I'm missing anything, anyone?
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. I think we had a minor thing. So
yeah,
I'm not sure
that's right.
Best way to handle that.
Okay. You could assign that as a delegation item to me if you'd like.
This is Blaine for Arthur. I think I'll come for that for what it is. Thank you. I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a site plan. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed and also any findings.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. I would like to approve and I would like to delegate to planning the item of a separate connection for the irrigation meter.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Somerville with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I am accepting delegation for items that I'm going to list right now. Designate employee parking and customer parking by adding signage. Dimensioning of bike rack location and all parking spaces, call out all curb ramps and ADA pathways on the site plan. And I would also like to make a finding that replatting shall occur prior to CO in order to adjust easement boundaries, vacate any easement as stated by the applicant, and to ensure that nobody's landlocked and everybody needs the access they need with the surrounding lots. Thank you.
Okay, and this is planning, and I approve with a finding that there will need to be an administrative amendment to remove access easements from the site plan following the plat and prior to the certificate of occupancy. And that approval is with delegation to correct the direction of the elevations and to accept the item from Water Authority on the irrigation meter. And I think that's all. Did I miss anything, Ms. Gould?
This is Maggie Gould. No, I think that's it. And I think I have that written down.
Okay, luckily we have a recording on this one. There is a consensus vote to approve item 5, PR 2019-2021, application SI 2021-667 for site plan. The application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM with delegation to transportation and planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated, and also inclusion of the findings as just stated. And Mr. Ayer, the 12 weeks is just, you can do it as soon as you want. That's just a time period when we, if we haven't finished this, we want to come looking for you and seeing why we're not finishing up, so.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And good luck with finishing all these items, and thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you for your help, everyone.